Oh, yeah, I completely agree with that. Hey, talking about your daughter, you might want to recommend that she come up with a number, like between, you know, 0 and 100, as far as what percent risk she's willing to tolerate. So if she's early in her career, she may be willing to take like an 80% risk, but if she's retiring, she might only want a 10% risk. So also depending on how much she has and how important it is to be liquid available. And from there, I strongly recommend that instead of just the one index position, she gets in at least one index-based position, whether it's an actual index or like a contra fund, which is an old favorite of mine, and a bond fund. And you want something that's heavy in municipal so that they're paying out better, they're backed like by treasuries and whatnot. And then maybe a cash position as well, and you kind of lump that in with the more stable bond fund side. And then if you said your position of risk is, you know, 60%, then you have 60% of your money in the stock funds and 40% in the bonds. And then as values change, you know, the bonds stayed the same and the stock went down or vice versa or whatever, all you have to do is rebalance it to the same percentage of risk you want. So as the market goes up, sell some, get some more bonds. And then the market goes down, move the bond money into, just keep pushing it to your 70% or whatever number you're comfortable with.